moment. The Shadow Masters must be turned now. The priests will be here forever, unless you want shut of them badly enough to let the Shadow Masters win, of course. If I could frame just one High Priest for treason... All right, I know. The Shadow Masters have shown they know what to do with clerics. Nobody would believe it. I'm going. If you dare, find out what's happening down there. If we've lost them, we'll have to move quickly. That damned Swan had to go after them, didn't he? You sent him. Why does everybody do what I tell them? Some of the things I say are stupid. Get that grin off your face. Smoke failed. Kick over another stack of books. The Radisha huffed out of the room. Smoke sighed. Then he returned to his reading. The book's author lingered lovingly over impalements and flayings and tortures visited on a generation unlucky enough to have lived when the free companies of Katovar marched out of that strange corner of the world that spawned them. The books in that room had been confiscated so they would not fall into the hands of the Black Company. Smoke did not believe their being there would keep secrets forever, but maybe long enough for him to find a way to prevent the sort of bloodshed that had occurred in olden times. Maybe. The best hope, though, lay in the probability that the company had mutated with time, that it was not wearing a mask, that it had indeed forgotten its grim origins and its search for its past was more a reflex than the determined return that other companies, come back earlier, had made. In the back of Smoke's mind always was the temptation to take his own advice, to bring the company's captain in and turn him loose on the books, if only to see how he responded to the truth. Chapter 30. Taglios Aroused. We approached Taglios with the dawn, days late, all of us at the brink of collapse. Swan and his buddies may be worse off than the rest. Their mundane mounts were wiped out. I asked Swan, "You figure the Prebrindra will be overly pissed because I didn't keep my appointment?" Swan still had a little pepper left. "What the hell can he do? Put a bug down your shirt? He'll swallow it and smile. You worry about the woman. She's the one who'll give you trouble, if anybody does. She don't always think right."
"Priests," Blade said.
"Yeah, watch out for the priests. They sprung this whole thing on them the day you guys landed. They couldn't do anything but go along. But they've been thinking about it, you can bet your butt. And when they find them an angle, they're going to start messing."
"What's Blade's thing with priests?"
"I don't know. I don't want to know. But I've been down here long enough to start thinking maybe he's right. The world might be better off if we drowned some of them."
One thing that made the military situation wonderfully impossible was the absence of fortifications. Taglios itself sprawled everywhere, without a thought to defense. A people with centuries of pacifism behind them. An enemy with experienced armies and high-power sorcerers to support them. And me, with maybe a month to figure out how to help the former whip the latter. Impossible. When those rivers went down so troops could cross, the massacre would be on. Swan asked,
"You make up your mind what you're going to do?"
"Yeah. The Prebrindra isn't going to like it either." That surprised him. I did not